This is Cyber Defense Radio with your host and cybersecurity expert, Gary Malefsky. Gary brings to you another globally recognized cybersecurity executive in the hot seat today.
Today, I have a hot seat special guest, Larry Lien, the Chief Product Officer of Resolve Systems, an amazing company you're going to learn about for cybersecurity. Welcome.
Thank you, Gary.
So, Larry, what does your company do and how do you do it?
Yeah, so we're in the space of incident response, and we leverage automation and orchestration and knowledge capabilities in order to help organizations respond to incidents more quickly and more effectively.
So most cyber threats and cyber actors and attackers, they get in quick, they breach. We've seen, 10 billion records stolen according to privacyrights.org. Is this because we don't have enough tools like yours to speed up the process of automating a rapid response?
Yes, that's exactly the problem that we're seeing in the industry right now. And there's a big shift from prevention to detection and now to response because we've all seen it in the news as well. There's so many breaches out there, but most of the problems that we see is because it's not that they can't detect it, it's the lengthy time, weeks, months in some instances, to respond to the actual incident, right? So that's really what we're trying to address. We're trying to enable the security analysts to go out there and try to respond more quickly to these incidents. And what we'll do is we're going to interface with much of the security IT infrastructure systems like the IDS, IPS systems, the firewall systems out there, endpoint protection devices as well, so that we can take actions on those various types of systems to help that security analyst be able to investigate, contain, eradicate, and remediate the actual incident.
So you guys have developed a way to really automate and speed up reaction to these kinds of breaches and problems, going from what used to take weeks and months now to maybe seconds?
That's absolutely right, yeah. And so we take a look at this entire entire realm of security incidents. There's different layers, different types of security incidents. There's the very simple ones where, you might be able to, like a password reset. So we can definitely take care of those things. It's what we call an end-to-end automation. So we can solve that without even, an operator or an analyst even touching that. But then as you go up the stack and it gets more and more complicated, we really believe what's required is not just automation, but you also need process and you need to infuse the subject matter expertise of your security and engineers directly into the platform, right? So what we have is we have something we call human-guided automation, which leads people through the process. It starts with the process itself. Some steps may be manual, but as they want to start to get more efficiencies out of it, they can embed automations as part of that. So we can solve the very simple things, but also the very complex types of incidents that might come into an environment.
So let's take the NHS breach. Mm-hmm. That was a really interesting new form of malware. They took a worm and they took ransomware and they created a ransom worm called WannaCry or WannaCrypt.
Right.
Right. And that kind of caused a massive problem on NHS in the UK. Mm-hmm. Kids couldn't even get their operations in the hospital for days.
Right.
If they had your system in place, would you have provided enough automation and rapid response to quarantine or isolate the outbreak so maybe only one or two computers got infected, not the whole network?
Yes, absolutely, yes. That's exactly what we would have done is we would have first allowed them to be aware that there's actually there's detection systems out there, so the SIMs, we interface very well with SIM systems, so we'll be notified that there's actually an incident within an environment. Then what we can do is we can start to take actions on all of that to first help security analysts just investigate, is this a real incident or not? So we'll go out and connect up to various different types of devices, things that they would have to do manually on their own, connect up to one system, pull information together, connect up to another system. It's a very manual process today. So help them investigate first that, it's a real WannaCry incident, right? And then what we'll do is we can walk them through the next step, as you mentioned, right? We can help them to actually contain the actual incident or actually eradicate it. And this might be, running scans on endpoint devices, or it might be, perhaps, blocking URLs or blocking IP addresses on particular types of systems as well.
So you have these things you call playbooks. Tell us how you set them up and How flexible are the playbooks?
Yes, that's a great question. And we actually have a lot of playbooks that are out of the box, you know, in our library today. You know, everything from malware, phishing, you know, WannaCry type of playbook. And those come out of the box. But what we found, and a lot of those are actually based off of the NIST standards that are out there, steps that you want to take. So what we'll do is we'll take those processes and we'll automate different pieces of them. As I mentioned earlier, we can automate certain steps within there, or multiple steps within there, whatever the security ops team is comfortable with. And what we find is that in many instances, they need to touch other parts of the organization as well, right? So we think that, you know, incident response is really a team sport. So it requires input and cooperation from your IT team, your network team, your apps team, your desktop team. So what we want to do is we want to keep that security ops team sort of in charge and the quarterback of this entire incident response process, but enable them to communicate and take actions on potentially some of the other types of systems that are across the environment. And to your second question about, you know, how easy is it to update these playbooks, right? I mean, very, very customizable. We want to get customers started on a certain set of procedures that they have to go through. But if they've got something that they want to modify or customize for their particular environment or a particular person that they want to notify, we can they can easily make changes to the playbooks themselves.
This sounds great. So typically a deployment would be with a large customer or an SMB or a medium-sized customer. Who's the kind of the best fit for your solution?
Yeah, really, our solution can be used in large enterprise environments, and that's really been, you know, where we've seen a lot of the value. Mm-hmm. But certainly in the SMB market, people who have issues with or challenges trying to hire more security people within their environment, security experts, which is almost all security organizations as we see, right? So many organizations can actually benefit from using an automation and orchestration platform.
Sounds like a great solution. Now, where can our viewers go to learn more about this amazing solution you offer?
Sure, yeah. Of course, we've got a website, and you can just come visit us at www.resolvesys.com.
So it's resolvesys.com.
Yes.
Larry, this has been a great interview.
You've been listening to Cyber Defense Radio. Stay tuned next time for another amazing and informative episode. CyberDefenseRadio.com is proudly part of the Cyber Defense Media Group, where InfoSec knowledge is power.